That's right. Welcome in, welcome back, folks, to a In What Ways Is and Is Not the Gator Bowl Important for Notre Dame Edition of the Always Irish Show. As always, you can find a program on YouTube. Do it. Subscribe if you haven't yet. I appreciate that very much. Give the video a thumbs up. That helps as well. Notifications on. That way you'll be alerted every time a new episode drops. You don't want to miss it, do you? Twitter, search bar, Always Irish, or at Always Irish Inc. Emails, alwaysirishnd at gmail.com. Audio only anywhere you want me. You can locate me. 312-988-15. Always Irish Radio, live and on the air, folks, coming to you. Fighting Irish Wire, Google it. Make it a part of your daily Notre Dame media routine, all right? So here we are, folks. A place, quite frankly, a place no college football fan likes to be, I don't think, unless you're a loser and you're a loser program. We're in a four-loss bowl game against a four-loss team in a game that carries no national import, okay? Not ideal, not what we wanted. The two dumb losses we had are really bothering me more and more the longer we go along here. I don't know how to put it. Just totally stupid. We should be 10-2 minimum in a big-time ball game with some excitement and some juice, and we're just not. And so as the season's gone along and now that it's over, I admit I'm more frustrated with those two dumb losses. You eliminate those, even if you play like absolute crap, like we did in both of those dumb games, Marshall and Stanford. And you kick a field goal at the end to win it. I'm going to be mad on the postgame show. And then you end up forgetting about it and counting it as a win and moving on. Think of Ball State, you know, at home in that scare. Or the Vanderbilt game a bunch of years ago where you had no business sweating it out and then you won. Like, that's all you needed was to play like crap, get away with the win and move on. And we didn't. So you end up in a game, a four-loss game, nothing that happens. I don't care if Notre Dame wins 50-0. It's not going to move the needle nationally, garner Notre Dame a bunch of respect, which is my number one priority always. My number one priority for this team and this program, respect. And it's Lou Alt all over again. That is the number one thing I want is respect around the country. Nothing you're going to do in a four-loss bowl game is going to provide that. So that is not something I'm looking for in this bowl game because it's not freaking possible. So my number one overall priority anytime with Notre Dame, it's not possible. 50-0 win. It isn't going to move the needle. Okay? You have four losses. So do they. Your season's kind of ruined. Let's be honest. Four losses. Come on. It's how many hairs I'm going to have left on my head. Four losses. So it's not ideal. So when you talk about, is this bowl game important? I feel like everyone's going to obviously say yes, of course, sure. We all agree on that. Notre Dame's playing a game. It's obviously important. They got to win the game. Win the game. But how is it important? And why is it important? I think that's a more interesting question than you know, we have four losses. Is this bowl game important? Obviously it is. But I think some of the reasons it is might vary person to person. I almost look at this bowl game as connected to the future, not bringing up the back end of this year. Like right there, I see a difference in how I don't look at this bowl game as tying a bow on this year. This year's dead. You have four losses. Get serious about football. I almost am looking at this as a jumping off point to the offseason and what's coming. rather than this being the end of what I already saw that I don't like with four losses, right? So I think you'll find varying answers to why this game's important, depending on who you speak with. So it's not a matter of right or wrong with your perspective, but it's more about what are your top priorities as a fan. That's going to judge your opinion on why and how this game is important and in what areas. I'm going to look at five basic reasons this game's a big deal for Marcus Freeman's squad through my eyes. I want you to tell me if you agree with where I'm going with this, if I'm missing anything, and what you would have on the list I don't. So here's what I'm going to come up with for five reasons this bowl game's important to me, all right? Here's number one, basic math. Four losses is less than five losses, man. It just is. Like, it just is. So four is lower than five. It would behoove you to keep that number as low as possible. Five losses feels like 50 to me, even if it's a bowl game. Five feels like 50 to me, and that hits me the wrong way. So that is as basic as it gets, but I don't want to forget to mention it. Four is lower than five. Five losses feels like 50, and I don't like it. And four feels like 40. I don't like that either, but it's 10 less than 50. Win a damn game. Number two, now we're getting into the nitty-gritty. Freeman doesn't want to start out 0-2 in bowl games. That's a bad look. Bad look. I could build him leeway for last year in the Fiesta. But it still won't be a good look. I mean, I know that I say a lot of that bowl game, it was just how much you put that on him with all the weird timing and the whirlwind of being hired, and you don't know what's happening with the staff. And then, oh, there's this big bowl game you got to coach, you know, right away. It was all weird. It was all unnatural. It was all bizarre the way that all came together. But at the same time, they did have a huge lead and blew it. They did have a huge lead and blew it. I think my angle of like wanting to give him leeway on what happened would apply more if like we just came out there and looked like a team that's gone through all this turmoil the last month and all these changes. The fact that we had a huge lead and blew it is a bad look on Marcus no matter what. No matter what. And so 0-2 is not what he wants on that bowl record. Fans and media judge that stat hard. I really don't think Marcus wants to go down that path starting out 0-2. That's a rough look and a bad look, even though both of these circumstances, Marcus was handcuffed by Swamp Thing's talent and not talent in a lot of areas. For both of these dynamics, it's still on his record. You don't want to go 0-2, man. You know, you do not want to start out your bowl record as a new coach 0-2. That's a rough look. No matter what you want to blame, it's a rough look. You got to avoid that. Here's number three. Win this game, build some offseason momentum, folks. Who wants to not play again until September and your last memory is playing bad and getting beat? I understand some of your good players aren't going to be there. Foskey and Mayer, I understand that makes life harder. No one cares. No one cares. Okay? Nobody cares. Everybody's going through this with certain guys sitting out and this and that. I'm not leaning on that as an excuse. Figure out a way to win the game, all right? But nobody wants to go into the offseason off an ugly, bad loss and have that taste in your mouth. Winning energizes everything. It gives you momentum going into offseason conditioning, and it gives you momentum for recruiting in all areas of life. All areas of life. Sports, business, whatever. There is no substitute for winning. Always know that. There's no substitute for winning. Winning cures a lot. Winning helps a lot with everything. So that's the other thing. Build yourself some momentum trending up into the off season. Here's number four, and I find this ultra intriguing. Freeman versus Beamer. I find this really interesting. I see a lot of overlapping similarities here that make this ball game for a four-loss situation about as interesting and intriguing as it could be. Both are young guys, you know, in the big picture. Both come from excellent, respected, upper-level football lineage. Obviously, Shane Beamer's dad, Frank, everybody respects him and his football knowledge. This kid grew up around his dad being a staple of college football, respected all of that. That is terrific football lineage. And then our guy had Jim Tressel, was even in the NFL a little bit, like great lineage there. So that is amazing. And I love that dynamic. And both of these young guys are trying to instill their identity into their programs, their DNA, what their vision is, what they want it to look like. Who is going to best use all of this run-up time to get their guys ready for this bowl game? Who's going to come out sluggish? Who's going to come out sharp? I want to know. It tells me a lot. I know Beamer has an extra year on Freeman in terms of being here, but he's still young. I want to see this prep work. Who gets it done and prepares the guys well? Okay. Quite frankly, the last time we saw Notre Dame play, we started the game looking like mummies, running in slow motion, half dead. Unacceptable performance in LA. Not ready to play. Garbage. That first drive, absolute dumpster stuff. Garbage. It looked like wherever a USC guy was, all of our guys ran the other way. Just unbelievably unacceptable the last time we saw our guys play. Are you going to sharpen it up and be ready for the bowl, or are you checked out for the year? I don't know, but we're going to find out. So I'm looking at these two young guys saying, who's got it together already that they know how to prep for a bowl game? Let's see. Something's got to give. The other thing with that is, this is an SEC team, an up-and-coming one. I would like to beat them. I think that's a pretty decent feather in your cap. About as good of one as you're going to have when you have four losses. Let's put it that way. Here's number five. The Buckner Revenge Tour / Youth Movement. With Pine out, it seems Buckner will be ready to go. Not taking hits for the practices leading up. They don't want him to get banged up again. I read that. They're not hitting him, you know, letting him practice and all. I mean, fine, but if we're doing that, are we also going to give him one of them old folks stair lifts so he doesn't have to walk down the stairs and he could sit and it'll just go down like grandma? I mean, I'm not trying to rip the kid, but every time I turn around, there's a freak injury. So you don't want him to get it in practice. Fine. He was out of the blue and gold game due to the staircase. How are you going to protect that? Elevators only? Jesus Christ. I mean, give me a break. Beyond frustrating. So how does Buckner make up for all this missed time? That's a big question, you guys. How do you expect this offense to gel now with Buckner after being used to Pine most of the year? How does the offense change? How much does it change? What else can you do? How's it going to look different? Do you have time for it all to gel, or is the timing going to be all off? Does Buckner press? Sitting there saying, I haven't been able to contribute all year. Now's my shot. Does he try and do too much? These are all questions in my mind. They're all questions in my mind. And maybe most importantly of all these questions, What can we gather from what Buckner does in this bowl game that informs us about where he's going to fall in next year's quarterback competition or whatever they're going to do? I complain about it again. I complain about it all the time. Here we are again. Notre Dame entering a year not knowing what they have at quarterback. Right now they don't. If you bring in one of the top level transfers, then maybe I'll change my opinion. But as we sit right now, you're entering another year having no idea what Notre Dame's going to get out of the quarterback. Good, bad, development, maybe, potential. It's not good enough, okay, to never know. You have a known quantity that can make all the throws and do what a good quarterback does to start the year and build around. It is not real life the way Notre Dame's been operating in the quarterback room. It is disgraceful. It is. It is. And I think Kelly got half this fan base so used to it that they don't even realize how far it is from even being acceptable in terms of that quarterback room and recruiting, development, and retention. Absolute joke. Not big time football. Not big time football at all. And it's an insult to Notre Dame what that room has become. Sorry, it is. It is. You cannot give me a reason why Notre Dame cannot have a top end quarterback in the top quarter of quarterbacks, the top 20%. You can't tell me a legit reason Notre Dame can't have that other than their own incompetence recently. Marcus has got to change this. It's the biggest thing. So, and then just the youth movement. I want to see Snead out there. I want to see Colley out there. I want to see Colsey targeted. Merriweather. Ball out and give those guys chances. And it's like, well, John, they're probably not going to do that. They're going to run the guys out there you're used to. I know Marist has fancy hair, but he also never gets home on a blitz ever. Wherever that hair is, you could guarantee there's a blocker right there engaging him. I'm sorry. And the thing is, it's like, well, those are the guys that have been starting. Why would you mess that up in a bowl game? And John, you're saying we got to win it, but then you want to play the younger guys who haven't gotten as much play all year. How does that make sense? Listen, all those frontline guys that have been playing all year are a part of the reason we have four losses and we're not in a game that matters. So spare me. You lost your right as an upperclassman to get all the snaps in this bowl game by allowing what happened to Marshall and Stanford. That's my answer. You lost the right to guaranteed playing time when you blew those games, upperclassmen. Upperclassmen are the protectors of your culture. And you allowed that to happen? Take a seat. I'm letting some young guys play. I am. I don't care if that sounds mean or harsh or whatever. I don't care. I don't care. You have four losses. Figure out a way to win this game and get young guys some playing time that can contribute next year. Guys that want to fly around and get home and hit somebody. Not just fly around and get hit. Big freaking difference. So those are the reasons this game's important to me. Four losses is better than five. Freeman can't afford to go 0-2. Off-season trajectory, we want trending up. Freeman versus Beamer, it's a measuring stick of these young guys. Who's putting together their program in a way to appropriately prep for a game like this? And number five, Buckner Revenge Tour / Youth Movement. I'm sorry, you upperclassmen. You're the reason we have four losses. You didn't do enough. So I'm letting some young guys play. Okay? So that's what I see. I want to know, what else do you guys think? What else are you looking for in this bowl game that I didn't cover? Let me know.